Open Airs is supported by Book of the Month, a subscription dedicated to helping readers find books they'll love. Book of the Month's editorial team curates 5 to 7 of the best new releases in fiction each month. Then you can choose your favorite to be delivered to your door. Shipping is always free. Get your first Book of the Month for $5 by visiting bookofthemonth.com.
This is the Open Airs Project. Welcome to Day 9.
And this is the opening of Stravinsky's Rite of Spring. That dissonance, it's a wistful, beautiful melody. And I'm setting you up to feel like that's what's coming, and that's not what's coming. I'm giving you this, and then I'm going to challenge your definition and your understanding of what that is. It gives you an insight into Stravinsky's mind. My name is John Batiste. I am a musician that is a composer as well as a band leader. I am the music director for the Atlantic Magazine, and I'm the artistic director of the Jazz Museum in Harlem. So that's a lot of jobs, but guess what? I like them all. I've listened to all types of music for years growing up in New Orleans, and there's something about music that really grabs you if it's something that you understand. But if you don't understand it, it kind of repels you. So the Rite of Spring sounds like cacophony when you first hear it. To me, as a child, I thought it was people playing all of the notes at the same time and not listening to each other. But for whatever reason, I was really attracted to it because the Disney cartoon, Fantasia, as a child, you're like, whoa. I don't know about this music, but Mickey Mouse is happening. I didn't always watch Fantasia while listening to the piece, but listening back, I really discovered that there's an arc. It's like an ebb and flow that creates the entire narrative structure for the piece. Stravinsky naturally would take forms and try to twist them and take melody and try to invert it or make it into these things that are challenging your perception. Like, I'ma flex on you real quick. I'ma shift it on you. And then I'ma keep going, and you just gotta follow the thread of these two ideas. And that's exactly the kind of stuff that I like to do. You know, it's not really like an intellectual pursuit. It's more just about feeling the wealth of greatness and the depth of humanity that these things that I love really harbor. Because then it opens your world to this other, it's another dimension of experience in life.
John Batiste and that inimitable take on Stravinsky's Rite of Spring. Probably one of the most iconic pieces of 20th century classical music, if not all music. If you want to dive in fully, then it's coming right up. Otherwise, you can catch up with it anytime over at openearsproject.org. All right, I'll be back tomorrow. See you then.
If you love reading fiction, then I've got something fun to share with you. It's called Book of the Month. Open Ears is supported by Book of the Month, which is a subscription dedicated to helping readers find books they'll love. At the beginning of each month, they feature 5 to 7 new and early release titles for you to choose from. The one you pick is delivered to your door in a bright blue box. Now, if you prefer audiobooks, they've got those too. Book of the Month focuses on selections from new and upcoming authors, so it's the easiest way to find great new reads that you may not have discovered on your own. This month, you can get your first book for just $5. I'm about to dive into Darling Girls. This was one of Book of the Month's April picks. It was written by Sally Hepworth. The story follows Jessica, Nora, and Alicia, who are rescued from family tragedies and given an elusive second chance at a happy family life. Want to find out more? Visit bookofthemonth.com. You can get your first book for just $5 with the code PASTEL. That's P-A-S-T-E-L. To get your first book for $5 at Book of the Month. Open Ears is supported by Book of the Month, a subscription dedicated to helping readers find books they'll love. Book of the Month's editorial team curates 5 to 7 of the best new releases in fiction each month. Then you can choose your favorite to be delivered to your door. Shipping is always free. Get your first Book of the Month for $5 by visiting bookofthemonth.com.